Welcome back to today's Lately Radio Sports page on KNIA and KRLS. Members of the Indianola Girls Cross Country Team and the Norwalk Boys Cross Country Team join us on today's program following the state cross country meet in Fort Dodge on Friday.
Here talking with the top three finishers for the Indianola Girls Cross Country Squad following the state meet where they finished in 11th place as a team. And I'll have you guys introduce yourselves and we'll do that.
I'm Gracie Foster.
Jordan Brown.
And Hadley Erickson.
And girls, a very, very tough condition today here for the race. Very cold, very windy. Mentally, how did you guys kind of prepare yourselves to run in this race and just kind of block that out as best as you could?
For me, I think it was more about thinking about the people. I mean, you can go to any cross-country course and you don't know what the course is or what the weather like. You're just out there. You're out there to beat people, to get people. And so I think today it was all about looking at the girl in front of me and just focusing really on the people and on the place.
I think, well, we weren't really expecting this weather coming in. I mean, we knew it'd be chilly, and we knew Fort Dodge. I mean, every time you come to Fort Dodge, like, it's always windy. It's just there's nothing to block it. So I think when we got here, we just kind of had to get into the mindset of, like, everyone's in this condition, so we just got to give everything we have today to go out there and do our best.
I agree with both Gracie and Jordan. I think it's a hard mental game, and everyone else is dealing with the same exact cold as we are in weather and conditions, so it's just being strong and looking towards the next girl.
And Gracie, you walk away with an all-state finish, 7th place, and you walk away the school record holder, beating that record by 3 seconds today. What does that mean to you to be all-state and to break the school record here today?
I mean, I think it's just the timing is so bittersweet. Like, everything came down to the last race of my senior year, the last, you know, minutes or so. And so I think that is just, like, you know, just to go out on the top like that and have just such, like, a sweet feeling, able, like, I'm able to leave, like, I don't have any regrets and that I didn't finish anything that I wanted to accomplish. And I think it's really nice because I had it, you know, you kind of have it in your mind, like, you always want a little more and a little more. And so this week I was just kind of thinking about, like, if it's possible and, like, I can do it. And so when I got here today, I just had to, like, count myself in the race and not think that I couldn't do it too soon.
Hadley and Jordan, the other top three finishers here today, coming in 53rd and 63rd place today, and being able to help the Indians secure a 12th place finish here at the state meet. What does it mean to you guys to be able to help the squad out in that way?
I'm very happy that we were able to be a part of it. I mean, it definitely wasn't my best race today, and it's an unfortunate way to feel that way as you're, you know, heading out of the season. But I know I have one more left after this, and I'm proud to be here when Gracie did that because I knew it was something that she could do, and I'm really happy for her and everyone else part of this team because I knew we could do that. So a little sad with my finishing today, but happy for the team.
I think as a freshman who didn't even want to go out for cross country this year, it was really exciting to be able to come to state this year. And my teammates and my coaches really helped me feel welcomed and love cross country more than I ever have.
That was members of the Indianola Girls Cross Country Team. Here with members of the Norwalk Boys Cross Country Team, who's coming off a 13th place finish here at the state qualifying cross country meet. Guys, I'll start by having you guys introduce yourselves.
Tegan Krawlick, sophomore.
Noah Burrow, senior.
Tony Anania, junior.
And guys, a pretty good run here, 13th place finish, average time of 16 minutes and 30 seconds. And seeing that an average time like that and hearing how well you guys did today, how do you feel about how the race went?
I feel like it went all right. I definitely felt like I could have done better, but I still came out here and gave my all, finished it.
I think as a team, you know, we had a pretty good race for us. I mean, you know, some guys here and there maybe not too happy with their performances, but you said 16:30, like average time, and we were kind of talking about last year that would have been good enough for, I think was it third or fourth?
Yeah.
Top four. I mean, that's about what we got last year, and I mean to get 13th this year, I think, you know, I'm proud of our team. I think it's just a testament to how good Iowa cross country has become. You know, all these teams here today are amazing, and I'm pretty proud of how we fought today, even though, you know, the place might not be kind of like what we wanted, but I know we all worked hard, and I'm happy with that today.
Yeah, I think this is the most competitive year Iowa cross country has been. There's so many teams that could have been top three and top five, and, you know, it just, I mean, we had a great day, but it's so competitive that a 13th place finish is fine after losing four of your guys last year.
Yeah.
And obviously, difficult conditions out here today. You know, all season long, the conditions have been really nice. Today, very cold, very windy. How did you guys stay mentally prepared, mentally focused on the task at hand, knowing that the conditions weren't what you were hoping for, probably?
Well, we just came here expecting it to be a challenge. So, whenever it'd be like in an uphill section or a windy section, our coach told us to smile through it and just push and hopefully get over the hill or windy section that we were at.
We just kind of knew, you know, everybody has to deal with the same weather. It was going to be a fight. Obviously it's not fun to run in the cold. We were spoiled last year. You know, it was real nice last year, but it is what it is, and so you just got to kind of go out there and push through it. And I think I'm going to slip away here. Sorry to kind of cut you off like that, but yeah, I think I better be going. So
real quick before we let you go, you get an all-state finish. What does it mean to you to finish on the podium?
It means a lot to me. I mean, you know, I never thought I'd be a all-state, if I'm being honest. Coming into freshman year, you never really expect it, but you know, I work hard, you know, team works hard. We do great this year. You know, I know we got guys in the coming years that are going to do even better than I did this year, and so I'm excited to see how that plays out. And I'm excited to, you know, accomplish my goal. So yeah.
Congratulations again. We'll let you get over to the podium there.
And
Tony, back to the original question there of the conditions. Obviously, a tough day as far as conditions go. How did you kind of stay mentally sharp and just battle through it?
I think going off what Noah said, I mean, everyone's got to run in it. I mean, it's not like, you know, this is probably the better day to run other than, I mean, Saturday's colder than this. So, I mean, we probably had the best time to run. The best thing was just to sit behind guys and let them take the win, and that kind of keeps my mind strong and just remembering to just have fun.
And you guys get another year of trying to get back here and improve on the 13th place finish, even though it was a really good run for you guys today. What's kind of the thing you take away from today as you try to build on that next year?
Well, I feel like the thing that we can take away from today is we all have tons of potential, tons of room to improve, so we all need to just be diligent and work hopefully even harder next year to try and get back here and put on an even better show.
I mean, one thing we can take away is we only lose one senior this year, and, you know, Noah's really good. I love him. He's a great leader. He's probably the best we've ever had. But we have six returning guys. I think we can get right back, and I think we can be way better than we were this year.
That's awesome, guys. Thanks for joining us. Again, congratulations on a good run here at the State Cross Country Meet today, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was members of the Norwalk Boys State Cross Country Team.
Once again, that was members of the Indianola Girls Cross Country Team and the Norwalk Boys Cross Country Team following the state meet in Fort Dodge on Friday.